The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, this week in our series on disinformation on the web, we're talking about how Trump, as president, used fake social media accounts to discredit the China vaccine development. And also we'll talk about whether it's ethical for health professionals to flog stuff online. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, subtitled How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk and How Critical Thinking Can Save the World. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk Trump. Now, this is not now, although, you know.
It could be now, couldn't it?
It could be now. This is when he was president.
This was at the end of his 10 years as president. So what happened at the time was there was a rush for vaccine development. And at the time, there was a lot of, as we remember from the pandemic, there was a lot of misinformation on social media. And there was a bit of a rumor coming out of China that the virus was brought by a US soldier. And of course, that was Chinese information. And instead of ignoring it, Trump reacted in a very childlike way. And he decided, he directed military intelligence to go and spread on social media rumors about the Chinese attempt at developing a vaccine, Sinovax. Now, that he was told by military intelligence at the time, this is playing with fire. Don't do that because we don't want to contribute to a culture of vaccine disinformation. Yeah. And yet he still went, no, go and do it. So they targeted mainly places in the Middle East and the Muslim world. And they also spread a rumor that, say, the Chinese vaccine had pork in it, so Muslims couldn't use it. And there are more pork products in it. This caused real problems, particularly in the Philippines, where people genuinely believe some of this stuff. And
they would not take the vaccine.
Absolutely. Now, this was only reversed when Biden came into office, when he became aware of it and immediately stopped it. Now, we talk a lot on this show about disinformation out of China and out of Russia. America, we talk less about. They don't do as much. That is very much the case, because America is mainly concerned, well, it doesn't actually take that much care about what the world thinks of it. That is a complaint we've all had about America for a long time. They don't invest much in propaganda disinformation. However, this is a clear-cut case where they did, where they played very dirty tactics with real consequences.
And
they
now, how do we know all this?
We know all this because there was a recent report. It was an investigation by Reuters that they published this last week. They've been looking into it for some time. And the U.S. has messed around with this before. In 2011, when they were going after Osama bin Laden, they had inside intelligence. And to try and protect their assets, they claimed that they got information on bin Laden's whereabouts in Pakistan through a hepatitis vaccination program. Now, that really backfired on them because it wasn't true. They had intelligence assets in the country. But the problem was it spread a rumor that people were being spied on. And there's a active polio vaccination campaign going on in Pakistan. People suddenly became reticent to engage with it. And later on, we had Islamic militants actually killing vaccination teams and NGOs doing
it. Because they thought they were killing American spies.
Absolutely. And it was totally false. But it was the case America, and that was under on the more enlightened Obama administration, still made a major misstep to try and protect their assets in that country. It's a very good reminder that you can't play, or you shouldn't play, with things on vaccination, because even if the disinformation is patently false, it percolates and it lasts a lot longer than the intelligence agencies that put it out there ever intended it to do.
Okay, so this business of getting stuff off social media and reacting to it, and if it's fake, then it can have fatal consequences. What about the stuff that we see routinely on the internet, on quite legitimate sites, from health professionals telling us to buy this, that, or the other, or buy some device, or whatever
this
it might be?
Yeah, this is a relatively a modern a phenomenon that you now have direct to patient healthcare influencers. I'm going to use influencers as a loose term. We've had it before. Some people might remember, say, Oprah had Dr. Oz on, and Dr. Oz famously at one stage was the most famous medic in the world. He could sell you pretty much anything.
And did he ever misstep?
Oh, all the time. BMJ did a paper on him years ago that found only about half of his medical advice made any sense. Most of it was platitudes and very obvious things like have a healthy diet, do some exercise. And a lot of the other stuff he said was absolute nonsense. In fact, over half of it was nonsense. Online, it's become far more the Wild West. Because firstly, patients do like having a direct connection with healthcare providers. Healthcare providers are, by the way, the most trusted members of society by a good margin.
I mean, there are some things that you see on regular television. You'll see a dentist, normally a relatively young woman with brilliant teeth, recommending a toothpaste or something like that.
Absolutely. And this is an extension of that on social media, where it's a little bit more intensive and people establish these, we've talked about it before, parasocial relationships, where you actually trust the person, not just by virtue of the fact that they're a doctor or they're a pharmacist or they're a nurse, but by virtue of the fact that you think you have a relationship, that you know them. And social media engenders that far more. But we've had a massive problem with doctors, particularly set around the world, but in Ireland as well, selling branded supplements at very vastly inflated prices. Now, I should point out, in 2022, the US Preventative Service Task Force looked at all vitamin supplementation and basically said, there's no good evidence based on 50 years of data that you need vitamin supplements unless you are medically directed by your actual GP to have them.
In other words, a normal diet will give you all the vitamins you need.
Absolutely. You don't need to be supplementing. And also, there's risks from supplementing. Vitamins A and E in particular have risks associated with them.
Okay, but vitamin D, you know, when you're not getting out in the sun.
True, but most, and we might talk about this in the future, most of the evidence on vitamin D is really, really bad. And there's emerging evidence showing that actually we've been wrong about it for years and it is not the big deal that we've often been led to believe it. You wouldn't get that impression online when people are selling you vastly inflated things. Now, remember, you can go to any pharmacy and buy vitamins for €2. Yeah. So medically or influencer branded ones, you might pay €25 to €60 for the same stuff.
Which costs cents to make.
It costs, I've looked into it, it costs absolute pennies to make and to get packaged and sent over. Now, the problem here is the American Medical Association have started looking at this in the States and have started to realize it's incredibly unethical, because it creates this weird divide between what is good medical advice and what is just a profiteer for you. So they've tried to come up with guidelines. Over in Europe, we're starting to grasp that nettle. Mm. But there is a big thing when people see a doctor promoting something on social media, it is not necessarily evidence-based. And it's not just supplements. They often sell therapeutics or devices they claim, very expensive devices they claim will do you the world of good, that actually may not and often don't.
So do we have any Irish peddlers of this stuff?
We do, yes. We have, off the top of my head, about five. I won't name them, but don't get sued. But I mean, I'm asked about them all the time, and it is a bone of contention, because people then can't separate what is good and trustworthy medical advice from what is profiteering for that individual. And I think the general advice is, if they're selling you something, it's a conflict of interest. Remember that.
Yeah. Now, sometimes the democratization of information which appears online, you know, you want to find out something, you don't want to spend €60 going to your doctor, so you Google, well, Dr. Google.
Absolutely.
And, you know, is that something we have to be wary of?
We do. And there is,
because you'll see the Mayo Clinic or, the, you know, who very reputable organizations have sites online.
And that stuff is good for preparing for a conversation with your GP, but it's never going to be a substitute for it. And nor is going on social media and finding an influencer doctor, because you don't know if their advice is good. We've spoken on this show a lot about the fact that while scientists and doctors are very trusted, there is individually terrible ones that cause a lot of damage. You have to just go to your GP and have conversations with them. Social media won't do it for you.
And why are they there? To make money.
If they're selling you something, it's a conflict of interest. Take it with a huge grain of salt.
All right, David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, subtitled How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk and How Critical Thinking Can Save the World. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.